Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang permanent residency o PR sa Australia ay nagbibigay sa individual ng karapatan na manatili sa Australia hangga't gustuhin ito. Karaniwang mahabang proseso at minsan inaabot pa ng maraming taon. Maaaring makuha ito sa pamamagitan ng work, business o family streams. May mga pagkakataon din sa pamamagitan ng refugee o humanitarian visa. Pero may mga ilang hindi karaniwang kaso. Maaaring may intervensyon ng Home Affairs Minister. Yan ang nangyari sa isang French citizen na naalok ng PR. Papunta na sa gym ang French citizen at construction worker na si Damien Gairo nang marinig nito na may lalaking nananaksak. Kinuha nito ang dalawang bollard at inaamba sa lalaking umaatake para mapigilan ito na makapanik sa escalator. Itinuring na bayani ang ginawa ni Damien at inalok ng permanent residency ni Punong Ministro Anthony Albanese.
You are welcome here. You are welcome to stay for as long as you like. This is someone who we would welcome becoming an Australian citizen, although that would of course be a loss for France. We thank him for his extraordinary bravery. It says a lot about the nature of humanity at a time when we are facing difficult issues that someone who's not a citizen of this country stood bravely at the top of those escalators and stopped this perpetrator from getting onto another floor and potentially inflicting further carnage on citizens.
Sinuportahan naman ito ni opposition leader Peter Dutton.
I support the Prime Minister's generous offer. We shouldn't be afraid of wanting people to come to our country who are the best people. And when you look at those images of that young tourist or young French citizen standing at the top of the escalator with the bollard, putting his own life at risk to protect others, he embodies the Anzac spirit, and we would want people of that character in our country. So I think it's a good call by the PM, and very happy to support it.
Pero sinabi ng Chief Executive ng Asylum Seekers Resource Center, Con Karapanaytodis, na ang nasabing alok ng PR ay nagpapakita kung gaano kakurapanya ang immigration system. Bagaman anya na kapuri-puri ang ginawa ni Damien, hindi dapat dumaan sa life-threatening na sitwasyon para lamang magkaroon ng kasiguruhan sa pananatili sa Australia.
We need people like that in this country, and I'm thrilled he's been offered the right to permanently remain here. However, it shouldn't require migrants and refugees risking their lives, being superhuman, and putting themselves in danger in ways that most Australians wouldn't to actually get a fair process, a fair go or permit in this country. I mean, it shows how populous and broken an immigration system is that it takes something like this for someone to actually get a fair go in a process. My understanding was this man had been getting stuffed around throughout the whole process.
Nagtrabaho sa immigration si Con ng mahigit 2 dekada. Sinabi nito na may malaking pagkakaiba sa kaso ni Damien at sa security guard na si Muhammad Taha na giit nitong may racism. Nasaktan at na-hospital si Taha matapos na tumulong din sa naging stabbing attack, pero matagal ang tugon ng punong ministro kung bibigyan din ba ito ng PR.
The fact the Albanese government had to be shamed into offering Muhammad the same treatment goes again to the issue of racism in the immigration system, the arbitrariness and the double standard of one being a palatable white migrant, the other one being a man of color from Pakistan, Muslim, and it really is damning to see the double standard there, and it exposes the racism of our system.
Sinabi ni Con na makikita ang racism sa mga taong nagbuwis ng buhay sa mga nakaraang sitwasyon na hindi galing sa Anglo o white background.
We need to deal with unconscious bias and the racism that actually is what we don't talk about, which at the heart of our immigration policy to this day is a disproportionate approach that has a double standard depending on the color of your skin, where you've come from, and your religion.
Noong 2012, dumating sa Australia si Hassan Jaber bilang stateless o walang estado dahil hindi ito kinukonsiderang residente ng Kuwait. Si Hassan ay single father at walang seguridad sa Australia sa gitna ng pagtulong nito noong panahon ng pandemya at pag-volunteer sa mga iba't ibang inisyatiba para sa mga refugee at migrante. Itinatag ni Hassan ang Justice for Refugees para sa mga katulad niyang hindi nakikilalang kontribusyon sa komunidad.
We have a lot of refugees. When the bushfire, they went and they were helping the community and they being in the first line for the fire and they put themselves in the danger, and they're traveling 4 hours or 4 or 5 hours, or you know, some people like traveling 8 hours just to go helping from the bushfire. After that, we didn't see anyone mention anything about refugees. We have been doing a lot of campaigns that we're giving the blood donations for the communities, and no one mentioned anything about that.
Sinabi naman ni Shankar Kasanathan, Deputy Chair ng Migrant Worker Center at dati ding Tamil refugee, na positibo ang pagbibigay ng agarang PR sa French National. Pero hindi rin dapat makalimutan ang mga ginawa ng refugee at asylum seekers.
I think that it's important when we talk about fairness and inclusion and social cohesion in this country that we consider being able to recognize and celebrate all Australians, not just those who we somehow arbitrarily pick, but others. I think it was quite damning and a poor reflection on us as a nation when we can choose some migrants over others, seemingly, to be given the security that all of us seek.
Ayon naman kay Sandra Elhel, Chief Executive Officer ng Settlement Council of Australia, marami anyang mga kontribusyon ang temporary migrants sa Australia na hindi pa PR, gaya ng mga nurse at aged care workers. Bukod pa yan kay Taha at Damien.
They're both people who are already living in Australia, contributing to this country, effectively have settled into this country, and they should have had permanent residency even sooner, not by the discretion of a minister, but because our system is designed for people to be able to be in Australia permanently when they decide to make a life here.
Sa pahayag ng Department of Home Affairs spokesperson, sinabi nitong hindi nagbibigay ng komento ang kagawaran sa mga individual na kaso. Dagdag pa nito na may personal intervention powers ang Home Affairs portfolio ministers sa ilalim ng Migration Act 1958 upang magbigay ng visa sa isang tao sakaling maisip ng ministro na ito ay nasa pampublikong interes. Sinabi pa ng tagapagsalita na maliit na bilang lang ng kaso ang karaniwang may intervensyon ng ministro, lalo na't kakaibang kaso ito o kakaibang sitwasyon. Hindi naman nagbigay ng komento ang kagawaran sa mga tanong kaugnay sa pagpili ng bansa o relihiyon sa pagbibigay ng permanent residency. Ang ulat na ito ay sinulat ni Yusuf Saudi para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.